It's a rather special, your views on the Daily Connect today. Now, we have had, over the past week, a lot of interaction with the show, but definitely none so much as the response that we've had to a conversation that happened in the very first week of the Daily Connect involving a blog that chair of RNIB, Eleanor Southwood, posted on the Huffington Post about how RNIB helped Natalie Dormer accurately portray a blind character for her movie In Darkness. Now, on the Daily Connect in that first week, we invited Amy Bethan Evans, who is a partially sighted writer, Extant, their representative Josh, onto the show to speak to Ellie about this blog, and Stephen Scott, of course, was the moderator. Our conversation sparked debate in that first week, but this week it has resurfaced. Sarah Hubelt, via Twitter, had posted, "It's come to my attention that the RNIB are teaching able-bodied actors how to be disabled on screen. I'd be very interested to know how teaching people how to be blind relates to the mission and values of the organisation. For example, there are enough blind and partially sighted actors to hire, and these actors are your members and clients." Now, this sparked a Twitter storm, starting with Jessica Davis, who also got in touch via Twitter. She pointed out that this has happened before with deafness, and she says the issue goes right across the board, covering many types of disability as mentioned, definitely worthy of debate and highlighting the issue. She hopes that the future is not too far away and longs for the day when there is true representation of the deaf or blind or disabled actors playing roles in mainstream film and TV. And when Twitter is without the, "Oh, did you see that?" then you know that you've made it. Charlotte via Twitter also says she hopes for that future. She suggests Netflix could produce or create a series of diverse variety that cater for all disabilities. The dream? They produce so many shows, it's a wonder there's no open-minded attitude to have one for the audience to choose from. The original poster, Sarah Hubelt, listened to the original Daily Connect podcast featuring Ellie, Josh from Extant, and Amy Bethan Evans. Now, she suggested that Natalie Dormer, it would be good to hear your voice. She notes that the trailer for her movie In Darkness is not audio described on YouTube. She also wonders why, after that incident that Ellie Southwood mentioned, that she couldn't go to school the next day. This was after she'd seen a very poor representation of a blind person on the TV. She also noted that the script for In Darkness appears to be a thriller, and she says authentic casting is utterly crucial. Now, I could speak for days about this subject, but I invited on the original poster herself, Sarah Hubelt, to let us know her feelings about this issue and why she is so passionate about it.
So I'm a performance artist from Australia, and I often read the Extant newsletters, and I saw an item on the e-news around the story around In Darkness and Natalie Dormer and the RNIB. And I thought, oh yeah, that sounds really interesting. And so when I had a moment, I checked out the podcast that Amy made, and I decided to put my thoughts on Twitter. And I just thought I'd engage with the conversation. As a performer myself, and having done film and TV work, it affects my job opportunities essentially. But also I'm very interested in how a peak body that serves as a service provider and how the constituents respond to actions of such an organisation. So when you're training an actress in how to be blind, it's so much more than the behaviours of using a white cane. I'm really interested in what they talked about in terms of backstory, in terms of character development, in terms of the nuances of how the actress is drawing upon the story of blindness and the behaviours of blindness. And I think it's highly problematic if you don't have someone who experiences blindness in a role such as that, particularly for a thriller. Particularly for something that is so based on the physicality of a blind person. Because we have been saying this message for decades, absolutely for decades. We've seen it all across the disability community. Do not play us, pay us to play us. So we've been talking about diversity on screen and stage for a very, very long time. There is absolutely no excuse for any service provider, peak body, director, producer, to think otherwise, to not know that that argument exists. There was once a time where we may have argued that, yeah, let's just get our stories heard. But that's a very passive viewpoint. We're beyond that. We know that we have reached a critical mass of professionally trained actors and actresses, anyone who wants to play that the role in which they're in their skin. So we know that we've reached a critical mass of enough people to play roles that are particularly about blind people. So my viewpoints didn't change after the podcast. I didn't feel like anything that Ellie said justifies helping Natalie learn her role. I think it's really, really important to listen to the constituents of RNIB and what they're saying in terms of there are enough actors and actresses playing to be able to play the role. Listen, I'm relatively the same age as Ellie, and I grew up in the same kind of context and the same kind of environment. I have been partially sighted since birth, and so I have lived this lifetime in the same context. I take a different perspective than Ellie in that I think it's really important that we have authentic casting, and we can do that, so there's no reason not to. I don't believe that it is about, well, they're just going to do it anyway if we don't give the advice, because I think that as a peak body / service provider, it's crucial to get down to the specifics of the conversation, and I'm not sure if that happened. It's interesting that I've jumped on board with the Twitter conversations and I'm doing this interview as someone living halfway across the world. And I think that really says something about the potency and the importance of having authentic casting. It's quite random for an Australian tourist to pick up on this and jump on board in a conversation from the UK. So I just really want to let everyone know that whatever happens in one part of the world absolutely has a domino effect and actually impacts on the rest of the world. And that's quite a serious consideration when we're taking actions of this nature, when we're actually looking at what happens when an actress decides to play a disabled character when they're not disabled themselves. If RNIB was in the same position again, with someone coming to them and saying, hey, please help me with preparing for this role, I would expect the RNIB to actually refer that person to all of the theatre companies and artists out there who are blind and partially sighted working in this space, because that's actually where the expertise lies and that's where those conversations can go deeper and that's where more social change can possibly happen. I don't think it's the role of a service provider to do that.
We do not want the conversation to stop there. The Daily Connect on RNIB Connect Radio is your voice to discuss these subjects. Do you agree with Sarah Hubelt that the RNIB had no place to step in and help Natalie Dormer authentically portray a blind or partially sighted character? Should the RNIB have told her instead, look, there are plenty of blind actors out there, why not propose that one of them take on the role? Or, if you're blind or partially sighted, would you rather that when the films like In Darkness are going to be made anyway, that it was at least someone who knew how to portray someone who was blind or partially sighted? We want you to join the conversation. Sarah's thoughts will be getting posted on all of our social media channels. So please join the conversation on Twitter at RNIB Radio, or you can go to Facebook, just search for RNIB Connect Radio on Facebook. Or if you would rather, why not drop us an email, radio@rnib.org.uk. We would love to add your voice to the conversation.